most of the people outside the McDonald's in downtown Dayton around lunchtime were not protesters. They were customers in line for the drive-thru. But a small crowd gathered near the road, rallying drivers to honk in support. Their complaint? Ohio's minimum wage of $7.85 isn't enough to actually live on. Vernelia Randall, like most people here, isn't a fast food worker, but supports a higher wage.
Most people are going to spend their wages and not save them. And so if we want an economic stimulus, the best economic stimulus there is to give working class people good wages.
The owner of the downtown McDonald's wouldn't give an interview, but a statement from corporate says the company believes it offers fair pay. Of course, McDonald's isn't the only target of these demonstrations. Low-wage fast food and retail workers have staged multiple walkouts in larger cities this year, with varying demands.
Hold the burgers, hold the fries, workers need to organize.
A higher minimum wage has broad public support in polls, but little hope of making it through Congress. Lewis Wallace, WYSO.